I have not done anything illegal. I have not done anything wrong. There are, of course, some things that I would do differently if I could replay, but we don't have instant replay in life, and you can't go back and do those things over. One thing that I would address is my political director, Meredith Norris, who was working on my campaign and a lobbyist at the same time. You know, I have a saying that I use a lot. The agony of being a liar is not that it hurts your conscience. You just can't ever trust anyone else. It never occurred to me that that may be misinterpreted, misread, that she would have particularly extra influence because of the fact she worked in my campaign. A lot of people have worked in my campaign over the years, whether it's contributing or helping arrange fundraisers. And so, you know, people don't have undue influence. I make my decisions over the years based on the facts as I hear them. And my leadership forte has been to for every member to base their decision on the facts as they hear them and to be honest with themselves.
Did she, in your opinion, have, you know, any extra influence because, A, she was a lobbyist, but, B, she also had, you know, full access to you as Speaker of the House?
Absolutely not. She represented the Regional Partnerships for Economic Development. I'd been supporting those since 1993 when they were first put in place. She didn't come to work in my office until 1999, and then, of course, came to Charlotte to work for the Charlotte Chamber, came back to represent them in the legislature. It's not hard to represent them. They're a wonderful entity that it's the 100 counties in North Carolina divided up into 7 regions to compete together for economic development. That's a good thing. I don't know of anybody who doesn't support that. She was a consultant for the lottery company, Scientific Games. She wasn't a lobbyist for them. She was not registered, did not lobby for them. Nobody could lobby me on the lottery when I became convinced that our children in North Carolina needed that $300 million. Nobody needed to lobby me. The governor, the president pro tem of the Senate, and the Speaker of the House were in lockstep trying to pass that, not to give somebody a chance to play the lottery, but to get that money back into education, our children's education.
At what point did you realize it was a mistake to have her in place as political director while also being a lobbyist?
Well, it got to be a major public issue. I mean, it never occurred to me that I always like to think people trusted me, and I think most people, the people who know me, do trust me. You don't have any idea of the things that I have to process mentally on a daily basis. You cannot be aware of the implication of every step that you take. I've lived my life as honestly as I can live it, and I think that I have produced a lot of good. My support for public education, I think, I don't think it's been questioned anywhere at any time, and that's primarily why I serve in the legislature. I am very interested in North Carolina's economy and every person having an opportunity to have a job, helping to create jobs. But there are going to be people who have a different opinion, who are going to be critical. And sometimes it's just for the sake of being critical.